Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Roland.
Tom, Simple J, first of all, glad to talk with all of you. We're trying to get our rest after being in Philadelphia last week, but we'll see how that goes. Friday was a huge, huge day when it came to the issue of voter suppression, Tom. Three rulings came down on the same day that shocked many people. Kansas, they ruled that thousands of people will be able to vote who were denied the vote when it came to citizenship documents. Wisconsin, they kept the voter ID law in place in Wisconsin, but they restored weekend voting and early voting. But the big decision was in North Carolina, where a three-judge panel basically said that North Carolina Republicans used targeted precision to target black voters in terms of changing the laws here. Joining us right now, Reverend William Barber. Of course, he heads the North Carolina NAACP conference. He has been very much involved in this. He was one of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit. Reverend Barber, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Roland. Good morning, Tom.
How you doing, Reverend?
Well, we're doing well. We're looking forward to working with you all this fall. We got some new tools, man.
Reverend Barber, and you turned it out. You turned it out, Reverend Barber. You turned it out.
We got a great tradition, Doctor. You know, from Harriet Tubman to Rosa Parks to Frederick Douglass to King. That's what they did. They were the moral defibrillators, and it's our time, Doctor, to do our part to shock this nation because we got some serious, serious problems in terms of just how we're framing these. I'm so tired of left and right and conservative versus liberal. What about what's right and what's wrong?
Yeah.
You know, that's the conversation we need to really be having in this country right now.
Reverend Barber, when we talk about what's wrong, we know what's wrong in North Carolina, yeah, where Republicans targeted black voters. Anybody, this is an 83-page ruling, Tom. I read about a third of it, and it was stunning to read in detail how Republicans in North Carolina specifically sought out voter data on African-American voters as they were trying to figure out how to keep them from voting. African-Americans turned out in huge numbers in 2008. North Carolina was a state that went towards President Barack Obama. He did not win it in 2012. But Reverend Barber, you knew what they were up to. The judges clearly showed what they were up to in North Carolina.
Indeed. In less than 40 minutes after they passed this law, we had filed a lawsuit. And Penda Hare, who was the lead attorney, was critical in this because he insisted, even when other people didn't want to, that we include intentional discrimination, which some people say we might prove disparate impact, but never intentional. But let me give you a quick litany. Shelby was the worst attack on voting rights, the Shelby decision, since the Voting Rights Act was passed, June 25th, 2013. On that day, one of our legislators who led this effort said, now that the headache has been removed, we can move forward. They wrote House Bill 589. House Bill 589 was the worst attack on voting rights that we had seen since the day of Jim Crow. The Congress has engaged in a 1,132-day filibuster refusing to fix the Voting Rights Act. That's 1,131 days longer than Strom Thurmond filibustered the 1957 Civil Rights Act. Wow. And this victory is the biggest victory since Shelby. It impacts the whole country. Because it was never, Roland, you and I talked about this, a voter ID. It wasn't that. This is what they did. They said, how do black people use same-day registration? It came back that 40% of those that use same-day registration were African-American. They said, let's take that away. They said, how do African-Americans use early voting? They said, well, 70% of African-Americans vote in the first week of early voting. They said, let's cut that out. They said, how do African-American students use 16, 17-year-old pre-registration? The number's very high. They said, let's cut that out. They said, what about voter ID? Well, African-Americans are 50 times more likely not to have the kind of voter ID that they put in place. They said, let's put this in place. This was strategic, intentional racism by the governor, by a senator who was the speaker, Tom Tillis, and by the rest of the legislature in North Carolina.
Now, stop right there. Stop right there. You said then Speaker Tom Tillis,
who
now is a United States Senator.
Exactly. And he was elected because he only got elected by 30,000 votes. Less than 51%, the only senator ever elected with less than 51%. And we know at least 75,000 votes that were suppressed during that election because of these laws.
Mm. And so what happens this November?
This November, all the things we fought for are now back in place. Now, let me say what that means. In 2008, President Obama lost on Election Day. If there had only been an Election Day, he would have lost. He won because of same-day registration and early voting.
But in 2012?
Say it again?
In 2012?
In 2008. In 2008, when he won North Carolina, if we had only had Election Day, he would have lost. He won because of the high numbers of students and African Americans and others. Tom, I think back then you helped us do something called the Million Voters March to the polls. You helped us. And we were able to get all those folks voting during same-day registration. After 2008, that's when they started going after these laws. What this means is same-day registration is back on in North Carolina. The full term of early voting is back on. 16 and 17-year-olds can register if they are turned 18 on Tuesday of November, and the voter ID is gone, and we go back to what had already been working, which is signature attestation. It had already worked. There was no fraud. They even admitted in the media that there was no fraud, and in the court ruling, this is something I want folks to hear why we got to get the Voting Rights Act restored, Section 5. They never refuted our facts. They simply said, since the Voting Rights Act had been nullified by the Supreme Court, they had the political majority, and they could retrogress the law if they wanted to, because they know if they had to pre-clear, they could have never done this.
Reverend Barber, it clearly shows, and we keep saying this, Republicans targeting black voters,
right?
And this is why the GOP will not be able to get black folks on their side, because you keep trying to keep black folks from voting. They're going to have hell to pay.
This is a moral Monday victory, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is a major victory, moral Monday, major victory for the NAACP, major victory for the movement. And it's why I say to folks, if you want to talk about racism, don't ask the question, are they a racist in their heart? Look at the heart of their policies. That's where you determine whether or not people are racist. Look at the heart of the policy and the impact on black, brown, and poor white people.
Preach.
Reverend Barber, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, Doc. Thank you all. Let's talk about how we can roll in the fall and do a big tour.
All right, let's do it.
All right, take care.
All right.